This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy today on a show that is smack dab in the middle of January. We've got a big show. My first guest is attorney Alan Dershowitz. We were really lucky to get him. He's on a very busy schedule. But we're going to talk about the legality of the Trump impeachment in the House. Then, from Impractical Jokers on True TV, Joe Gatto will be here. A new star is on the scene. We have her. Kat Ridgway will be joining us. Jocelyn Adams will be talking about milk. Next hour, singer, songwriter, and superstar from the 60s and 70s, Tommy Rowe. Captain Ron Nielsen talking about how to get over the fear of flying. And Dr. Raj will be chatting about stomach issues. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Sedgy today. After a quick pause, my first guest, attorney Alan Dershowitz.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Yes, sir. Can you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. TrackGrabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Welcome back. It's Ron Sedgy today all across the USA and around the world. Our guest is a very important guest when he's on the show and exceptionally important this week. And we had him on, believe it or not, exactly 1 year ago talking about, believe it or not, the impeachment of Donald Trump and promoting the fact that his book, Guilt by Accusation, The Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of the Me Too Movement. He also has a great podcast called Dersh Show, which is on all the platforms. Joining us right now is attorney Alan Dershowitz. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks. It's a pleasure being on again. This is our anniversary.
This is our anniversary, and I must tell you, on the busy schedule that you have this week, I really appreciate you being here.
My job is really to defend the First Amendment and the Constitution in the court of public opinion, and being on shows like yours gives me an opportunity to really show the American public why it is so short-sighted to try to end this presidency in the next few days while compromising the First Amendment, the 25th Amendment, the criteria for impeachment, and the Constitution in general. So I'm happy to be on your show.
I just read a quote before we went on the air that you had, and I got to repeat it. You cannot impeach a president unless he's committed high crimes and misdemeanors. And these don't constitute high crimes and misdemeanors. They constitute constitutionally protected speech. That pretty much says it, Alan.
I hope so. I mean, you know, I've been teaching, studying, litigating First Amendment cases for close to 50, 25 years now. I was a lawyer in some of the leading cases. I defended the Chicago 7. I was working on the Dr. Spock Vietnam case. I defended the play Hair, the movie I Am Curious Yellow. My life has been defending the First Amendment, and I just hate to see it compromised and all the work that so many Americans have done to preserve our freedom of speech going down the drain because of partisan efforts to weaponize the Constitution in the interests of one particular political party, my party. I'm a liberal Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Trump political supporter, but I'm a supporter of the First Amendment and the Constitution.
We need you to explain something to us, okay? Because I think the question in everybody's mind is that it is pretty obvious to a lot of people. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that 80 million people believe that this election was stolen. But this is the thing that really, I think, is the crossroads, if you will. If impeached, can the president run again? Now, I just heard that the Democrats' endgame is this, and correct me if I'm off base on this. If the House goes ahead with an impeachment, after he leaves office, they still have time to turn around and convict him in the Senate, even though he's no longer in office, which would prevent him to ever running for office again and destroy him as a public figure. Is that the case?
That's unconstitutional. That's what the Democrats are trying to do, but it's unconstitutional. If you can impeach somebody who's no longer president because you don't want him to run for president, then they could impeach you and me. I don't know about you, but I'm over 35, and I'm an American citizen born here. I could run for president in 2024. Does that mean that House and the Senate can impeach me and prevent me from running? No, of course not. You can only remove a sitting president. And if you remove him, you can then vote to prevent him from running again. But you can't independently just disqualify somebody from running for president. That would be unconstitutional.
Then what is the Democrats' end game? Are they trying to put a extra bullet in a deceased body? I mean, that's just cruel.
Yes. Oh, I think so. I think it's theater. And one reason I'm not going to be a lawyer in the case is I'm not an actor. I'm a lawyer, and there's no role for lawyers. There's been no debate, no opportunity for the president to present a defense in the House, and there will be no opportunity to really have a trial while he's still president. This is all political theater, but it's political theater that really endangers our Constitution, and that's why I'm going to continue speaking out against it.
Ellen, I'm sure that everybody in America agrees that what happened at the Capitol was totally sickening.
Outrageous. Took life and who destroyed property. In America, we don't prosecute the speaker, we prosecute the actor.
Yeah, very well put. With all of the problems that we have in this country with coronavirus, vaccines, checks to the people to, you know, get them back on their feet, all the issues that we have, here we have the Democrats, and I'm not taking sides, it is what it is. Here you have the Democrats doing something that actually, as you mentioned, is nothing more than theater. The American public, you can only tick them off so long before there's no more room in the glass for more water. That's, I think, what happened at the Capitol, what happened all last summer in the riots in the streets. And that's what's going to happen here if these guys don't get off dead center and go on to the next chapter.
Well, I am worried that this process will only divide the country more than it's already divided. And I was hoping that we could see a peaceful transition to President Biden, who I like and admire. I've known him for 40 years. And let him try to restore normalcy to the country. Let him try to bring the country together. But if his first 100 days is taken up by a divisive, controversial, and unconstitutional trial of a former president, it will be more like what happens in banana republics than what should happen in the United States of America under the rule of law.
Would it not be in his benefit to pick up the phone and tell Nancy Pelosi back off?
I suspect he's done that, but the base, you know, the extremists in the Democratic Party won't take no for an answer, and I don't think he wants to alienate them. He first said, leave it to Congress. I think he told some people that he was really not in favor of this, but now he said, well, we can probably do both. We can have the trial and also the first 100 days. I think he's wrong about that. I think he ought to take a stronger view. Say, look, let me be president. Let me move forward. Let me unite the country. Please don't interfere with that by going back and having it all about Donald Trump in the first 100 days of my presidency. That would be a serious mistake.
You know, we're talking about mending the country. The American public is smart. They remember that since he walked down that elevator and announced his presidency, Donald Trump, that the Democratic Party is on his back and probably with no merit, for 4 years. And then the Democratic president comes in, Mr. Biden, and they say, let's erase all of those problems and start anew. You know, that's like punishing a dog and then the dog don't want to come back and get a bone from you anymore. You've nixed a lot of feelings in this country, and how to just solve that problem by saying, well, it's all over, let's start anew, is not easy, maybe impossible.
Well, it's been made much harder by what the Democrats are doing now. I think if they had just let it be, let the peaceful transition occur. What do they really want? Do they want a double transition in the next 6 days, 7 days? They want the presidency to be handed over first to Vice President Pence, who credibly refused to invoke the 25th Amendment, but he would, of course, be the president if the president were impeached and removed. And then they want a second transition from Pence to Biden. It makes no sense. Let there be a single transition on January 20th at noon. Let Biden govern. The Democrats would be well advised to just let things be. It's not broken. They shouldn't try to fix it. And by fixing it, break the Constitution.
It'll be a tough wound to heal.
But not under the current circumstances if we divide the country even further.
The Democrats, I think, totally ignore us the fact that in the states of Pennsylvania and so on and so forth, that the legislature, and you and I talked about this last year, is the only body to be able to change election laws. And in those states, that did not have Pennsylvania.
Well, those are arguments that reasonable people can make. They've been resolved now, and the Senate and the House voted to affirm the electors. Let's move on.
Yeah.
That's yesterday's argument. That shouldn't be tomorrow's argument. Tomorrow's argument should be about whether Biden is doing a good job on the coronavirus, the economy, foreign policy, etc. Let's move from the Trump administration to the Biden administration seamlessly, peacefully, and in a democratic fashion without recriminations. You know, as Lincoln said in his second inaugural, with malice toward none and charity to all. You know, let us move forward. And that's what should be done.
Alan, in your book, Guilt by Accusation, Challenge of Proving Innocence in the Age of Me Too Movement, and also Dersh Show, it's a great podcast that you have now on all platforms, you have candidly admitted that over the years, because of problems, you know, that you have with lawsuits, that the media has played a role in exposing that. I've been in the media, Alan, since I was 14 years old. A lot of years. And it is so obvious that the media, and now social media, is the monopolies that we speak about when we talk about big business. Pretty difficult to penetrate when you have a strong voice, venue of which to portray your views.
But we have to fight back. We have to fight back. That's why podcasts are so important. That's why I started the Dersh Show, because I was banned on CNN and banned on some of the other left-wing media, and I wasn't able to get my arguments across, so I started my own podcast. We now have lots and lots of subscribers, and I hope more people will subscribe.
Well, Alan, I'm sure that they will, and I appreciate you being on the show with me today. I know that your schedule is horrendous, everybody wanting you on radio and television and in the newspaper to talk about your views, which are very much appreciated and respected from people on both sides of the aisle.
But I appreciate you having me on the show.
Thank you so much. And we'll look forward to your next visit. Lawyer, professor, and author Alan Dershowitz. We're going to pause for a second. We got a whole show ahead of us today, so don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live nationwide and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Our next guest is really a very talented and unique individual, to say the least, and his show has just been going gangbusters. I mean, I couldn't be happier for these guys. They are really taking off, and now he's got a new book coming out. It's been released yesterday from True TV's hit Impractical Jokers. Joe Gatto is here. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Nice to have an Italian boy do so well, I want you to know.
I'm trying. I'm doing my thing.
Well, I got to tell you something. This show is unbelievable. We were talking before we went on the air. He knows my son Scott and Joey Fatone, who, by the way, Joey's on the show last week. This is unbelievable. How did this whole thing come together with the tenderloins? I mean, this is a story that is, you know, very unique, especially for a fellow who graduated with a degree in accounting, which really is a little changing career there.
I made a couple left and right turns to get here, for sure. Yeah, we had met, and I know the guys since high school. We all went to high school. We met freshman year, so we know each other over 30 years at this point.
How did the idea come up? Because, you know, there's a lot of comedy troupes, but this has such a unique touch to it.
Yeah, it was basically, we had a bunch of, like, you know, failed pilot ideas and whatnot, and then we decided to finally just do a show about that centers around our friendship and how we make each other laugh. And this embarrassment comedy is really genuinely how we make each other laugh. We make ourselves the butt of every joke. We're not mean towards people. We just kind of started rolling cameras on it, and it took fire. People really enjoy it, and then, you know, could relate to it. So,
is it difficult to keep that up? I mean, I got to be honest with you. In the early days of radio that I was in, big deal was to break up the other belly on the air, you know, during like a newscast or, you know, during his show. And we would have a great time. But if we spent too much time together, we would get serious about things and it wouldn't be funny anymore. Is that difficult to do?
No, I think as long as we focus on making sure we're still having fun, which we do. Mm-hmm. Like, we just try to change up the format a little bit or figure out new ways to do things. I think that's important.
Tell us about this new book that's out.
Yeah, I just released it. It's called The Dog Father, My Love of Dogs, Desserts, and Growing Up Italian. It's a coffee table book where I've done everything from soup to nuts. I took all the pictures. I designed the book, wrote it myself, and I self-published it on Amazon. And it highlights all my dogs, which are named after Italian desserts: cannoli, biscotti, tartufo, zeppoli, spumoni, pignoli, Napoleon, and meschine.
I love it. When I saw that, I thought, this is great. And, of course, you know, you can never miss when it comes to dog lovers. I mean, I was talking to someone the other day, and they said they had to bring their dog to the vet. I said, let me tell you something right now. The vet is a business. If you're not going to be in the show business, the vet is great. This is going to cost $9 million. But they're repossessing your house. What do you want to do? I'll spend the $9 million on the dog and the hell with the house, you know?
That's, yes, I got to save Fluffy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Now, with everything that's going on, it's pretty tough to make personal appearances on this thing, obviously. But how do you keep it fresh from the standpoint of content? Because you guys go through a lot of different scenarios, and that's not easy to do, especially comedy.
Yeah, I mean, we try to replay things that we know there's still room for comedy. So you'll see us sometimes go through through and do challenges again that made sense because we're like, wow, this was really fun, but there's more ideas we couldn't even get to. That helps us a lot.
A singer, you can go out and do a concert, you sing the same songs for the next 40 years if you don't stay in the same town, you know. But you guys, everybody, especially with the base of audience that you have, that you really got to change it out. It's like having a monologue on The Tonight Show. You can't use it, you know, next week.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's part of the challenge, but the good part there is that we're four comedians working together, too. So you only have to be 25% funny, Ron.
that's true. I never thought of that before. That's a good balance. When you started this, everybody always thinks, you know, well, success is success. And, boy, you know, you just got up one day and bingo, you were there. How difficult was it to be accepted by audiences or, in worst cases, producers and people who, as you would say, the suits in the business that think they know everything about what should be on television?
It definitely takes a minute for sure to establish yourself as not just friends but comedians, because we're comedians, you know, that have to be friends. We're not friends that are trying to be comedians. So I think that was the biggest thing for people to understand, is that we're, you know, students of comedy. We've studied comedy. We like being funny and know how to be funny and make people laugh. So that was the part that people had to really get used to the most, to see us as comedians.
Do you spend some time with stand-up by yourself, Joe?
No, I don't do stand-up on my own. Sal does. Sal, that's not one of my passions. My passion is more ultimately be a director of film, and that's always my driving.
You know, because I always tell people that I think stand-up comedy is like the toughest thing in any venue of show business, because you're there by, like you say, you got 25% to worry about on your troupe, you know, but when you're by yourself up there, you're kind of living and dying every 3 seconds. That's a tough way to go down. What type of stuff do you want to get into as far as production is concerned, Joe?
I'm a screenwriter. I have a couple scripts that I've written, and I have always wanted to direct. I'm a fan of film. You know, comedies and like thrillers really are my two favorite things. But I definitely have some comedy, and I'll get there someday.
Oh, no, you absolutely will. Both feet are in the door right now. I mean, there's no question about it. When you talk about, though, comedy writing, is it more difficult to do comedy than it is to do something serious? Because I think a lot of times people think, you know, I think Jerry Lewis, for example, maybe a poor example, but an example. You know, all the stuff that he did kind of looked like it was just goofy stuff that, you know, you have a couple of beers and you go out there and act goofy. That is not the case. In a lot of cases, people say that doing the comedy type of presentation is more difficult than drama.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I think it's people are a little bit more standoffish when it comes to things that don't make them laugh. And it's not as universal. You know, comedy is very subjective. So that's a little bit of a challenge in itself.
Tell us about this adopt, don't shop advocate that you are. I like this idea, Joe.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of adopt, don't shop. It comes from my first dog we purchased was Cannoli, and she had a lot of health issues. And we did a little bit of education of ourselves on puppy mills and the need for shelters to have adoption. And it helped us to understand the importance of adopting dogs. There's so many dogs out there that need love that you could get for a fraction of the cost.
I think it's a great idea. I really do. And you're right about that, because I was a victim one time of a dog in a store, in a mall. You know, and it was from one of those very bad kennels that, you know, terrible. The dog died within a week. It was just very, very, very sad. Well, I got to tell you something. You're quite a guy. Now, where can we get the book, Joe?
It's on Amazon. You get it on Amazon.com, and you can find out all about it on GattoPups.com.
Okay, and the name of the book is entitled...
The Dog Father.
Oh, the
my
dog.
Love of dogs, desserts, and growing up.
Should have known an Italian guy would call it the Dog Father. You know, I'm sitting here like a schmo thinking, maybe he's got some fancy name for it. No, the Dog Father, of course. Hey, Joe, congratulations. I mean, do me a favor, though. Come on back when you have more time. I know you're in a busy schedule. I'd love to have you back. And my son says so many great things about you, and he was absolutely right.
You got it, Ron. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Joe. Bye-bye. Joe Gatto's been our guest. Nice man. He really is. And he is, of course, one of the stars of Practical Jokers on True TV. That's a bizarre show. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Who let the dogs out?
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Up to 25,000 National Guard troops are heading to Washington, D.C. ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration on Wednesday. A Guard spokesman saying their mission will be to support federal law enforcement and protect the nation's capital. The Secret Service is in charge of security preparations. Reactions still coming in to President-elect Joe Biden's coronavirus stimulus plan that he unveiled on Thursday night. The plan calls for an increase in the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour and also sending money to state and local governments that were affected by the coronavirus pandemic. Regarding all this extra spending, Job Creators CEO Alfredo Ortiz reminds everyone.
So they're not worried about how they're going to pay for it because they just think we can keep printing money and there's going to be no impact.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. You know, one of the things that I love about doing this show, and there are many, is the fact that I get to meet new artists. Well, I get a chance to do that with our next guest. She is one talented lady. That music that you just heard is part of her brand new CD that's out right now. She is absolutely what we call in the business the full package. Joining us right now is Kat Ridgway. Hi, Kat. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm fantastic after that intro. Thank you so much.
Well, you know what? It's true. You know, I have a great admiration, obviously, for singers because I have a little bit of empathy there. To write and to sing is a unique thing. I mean, we were talking about Elvis Presley before we went on the air. Mm-hmm. Elvis Presley didn't write one note, one piece of lyric. I don't know how you do it. I asked Paul Anka one time, where do the ideas come from in the middle of the night? And where does this come from? Because the stuff that you do is sensational.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Most of the time, actually, it's funny, I will legitimately dream melodies, and I'll wake up and try to get them down in my phone as quickly as I can, or, you know, sometimes I'll get up at like 4 a.m, whatever, go grab my guitar, because it's like catching lightning in a bottle,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, you're right about that.
Yeah.
How old were you when you first got interested in music and playing the guitar?
My parents say I was singing before I could talk, so I was always really drawn to music. Even like as a baby, my mom said my eyes would get huge when she would sing to me instead of read me stories and
wow,
stuff.
Cool.
But I think it really got started when I was in kindergarten or so. My brother's 3 years older than me, and he started to play guitar when I was in kindergarten. And I remember thinking, dang, he's so cool. I want to be cool like that. So I tried to learn how to play guitar, too, but my hands were physically too small to get around the neck. I was like, well, if I can't hold a guitar, I guess I could hold a drumstick. So that led me to the drums. Those were the first thing I learned how to play at all. And then I just jumped around from one instrument to the next.
How many instruments can you play?
A good handful. I formally trained in the trumpet, which then led me to trombone, and then I started playing in the school band when I was in fourth grade, and there were only like 12 kids in the entire band.
So there wasn't a marching band.
Right. Yeah. It was a really small Catholic school, and because of the lack of musicians we had, my band instructor was like, hey, Kat, you want to try playing drums on this one? You want to try keys on this thing? You want to sing on this? And I'm like, yeah. So before I knew it, I was dabbling on trumpet, trombone, drums, bass, guitar, piano, mandolin, banjo. I picked up like later on in high school, started singing, I fell into songwriting on accident because I didn't know how to play anything fully on any of these instruments, like total jack of all trades, master of none. I had no idea what I was doing.
Do you read music in all of those instruments?
I used to know how to read music for the trumpet, but honestly, not really.
I played trumpet for 12 years.
No way.
I started in second grade and played till I was a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, it was brutal for me because you have to have the right lift.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood up the other day and I went to play it and it was really bad. But I give you a lot of credit because that's a tough instrument to play. But recently, I understand that Paul McCartney is doing a CD and he's playing all the instruments.
Yeah.
You should do that.
That is actually something I've planned for a really long time. That's a potential idea for the next record. I'm already planning the whole next thing. But my brother, again, his name's Mitch. He's the guy I blame for all of this.
Yeah.
He's the one that got me into music in the first place. But he also really started the fire in me with recording and producing. He's gotten really into the engineering side.
Right.
Yeah, and so he and I have discussed the next project. Just do it, the two of us. That would be amazing.
All I can think of is Taylor Swift, the onslaught of great singers that can not only sing but can write. And the fact that you have that experience with so many instruments. Now, I'm going to bring up a name that you've never heard of before, but your father in the studio probably knows who it is. He's a dear friend of mine, Bobby Vinton. Bobby Vinton was, and he's still alive, he's 85 years old. He kind of sang the romantic songs, all right?
Okay.
When he's on a show, and he did many years of that, he used to be the director of the NBC Orchestra, so he could play all these instruments.
Mm-hmm.
So during the course of the show, he played the drums, the trumpet, the saxophone, the flute, sang.
Wow.
So, you know, if you ever went out and did a show, now I don't know if you can do that to the demo you're shooting for now,
yeah,
but if you go out and do a show like in a Las Vegas setting or something of that nature, man, I tell you, you'd be a hit.
Thanks. That would be super fun.
Yeah. I mean, it shows your versatility.
Yeah.
You
well, know? Honestly, the whole band, all the members in my band are right on par. When we play live shows, we usually joke and we play musical chairs where our bassist will jump on the drums, our guitarist will jump on the bass, I jump on trumpet, whatever it is, and like everyone's switching around, and it's a lot of fun to get to play with other musicians like that.
Yeah.
And you're right, it's a really awesome testament to the versatility, but to everybody, not
that's
just
right.
me. You
that's
know,
exactly right. Do you do a lot of road work?
I do. Actually, I was set to go on tour with Sean Mullins before
really?
All of this happened with coronavirus.
Yeah. I have not seen you in concert, but I've seen videos of you, and you're working.
Oh, man, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're working. And the one thing you got to remember is when you hit that $1 million sales and go on to big success, keeping that humble attitude is probably will make you sustain forever and ever and ever. And I like the fact that you're getting involved with producing.
Oh, that, honestly, I could see myself doing that forever.
Really?
I love it. I really started diving into it a couple years ago. It was so fun because it's just like trying on different outfits. It's so powerful and it's amazing.
You don't have a problem producing somebody else.
Oh, no. I think that would be so much fun. I actually think it gets you out of your own head a little bit with some of the decisions that you have to make in the studio because you're not so emotionally invested. And sometimes being an artist, you can get in your own way because you get married to an idea that maybe not isn't as great.
Somebody told me that you have a background in radio jingles.
Yeah.
Have you done some of them?
I have, yeah. And that's really fun.
Now, I noticed when you walked into the studio today that you either have a guitar or a machine gun in that case. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm hoping that it's the guitar.
It is.
Can we call upon you to do a song?
Sure.
Let's do it. What are you going to do for us?
I think I'm going to do a kind of a cozy tune, Mississippi Sunburn, for you.
Is that an original?
It is.
It's off the CD, Mississippi Sunburn. Ladies and gentlemen, Chad Ridgeway.
Alaska, you're pretty fair. So cold with whipping hair. Your coffee stains the snow like you stained my tea. New freckles on your shoulders sticking to your feet. Well, I'm just a Mississippi sunburn, watching the world turn, hoping that you'll see me again. A Mississippi sunburn, watching the world turn, I think about it here now and then, yeah, yeah. Blue lips are bleeding from the inside. We'd only kiss out in your car at night. The one time my elbow hit the wheel, we sped away before the horn revealed. How I'm just a Mississippi sunburn, watching the world turn, hoping that you'll see me again. A Mississippi sunburn, watching the world turn, I think about it here now and then. Mississippi sunburn, watching the world turn, oh, Mississippi sunburn, yeah, oh, oh, hey,
very nice. Kat, you're quite a lady. I mean that.
Thank
you're
you so much.
A very talented, young, precious lady who I hope only the best for. I really do. And you're always welcome to come back here.
Oh, thank you so much.
And just do me one favor.
Sure.
Okay. When you're getting that award on the Grammys, remember your parents and Steve over here. And don't forget Brittany and my name, okay, because I'll be there cheering you on.
Oh, right? Man, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Our guest has been a very, very lovely lady. And as I mentioned before, you're going to hear a lot of her in the year to come and on there. Her name is Kat Ridgeway. She's not only a singer, she's a writer, she plays a ton of instruments, and she's a really, I mean this, a full package. You'll see her in the movies one of these days, too, because she's beautiful. And we're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgie Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, you know, you learn a lot of things on this show. I learn them as I go along, right? And one of the things I learned is that January is National Milk Day, and that's celebrating the creamy qualities of real dairy milk. Love it. And joining us right now from the cast of Cooking Channel's Unique Sweets, which, by the way, she also is the website grandbabycakes.com. You've seen her on television. She is everywhere. Joining us right now is Jocelyn Delk Adams. Hi, Jocelyn. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm great.
Well, you sound great. You sound very, as they say, and I mean this as a compliment, perky. I like perky. You know that?
Yes, I thrive in perky, okay?
And you do a good job. Tell us about the observation of National Milk Day. How long has this been going on?
Oh, my gosh. gosh, I can't even tell you for a while, but I know definitely, I can't tell you the exact time frame and how long it's gone on, but I can tell you I definitely know how to celebrate it right, and that's with some incredible sweet and savory recipes that are filled with real milk, 100% real milk, just without the lactose and without artificial growth hormones, and that's exactly what my partner Lactate is.
Okay, tell us about the lactose intolerance, because for many, many years I fell into that category. I think I grew out of it at some point in life, but I did suffer from that.
Yes. So, I mean, it's like, it's definitely more of a digestive thing, you know, for those who are lactose intolerant, it's a lot harder for them to sort of digest that sugar in milk that just sort of creates that stomach discomfort, and, you know, those sensitive tummies just can't handle it, which is why, you know, when I am making recipes for my family, I have some family members that suffer from being lactose intolerant. I always use Lactaid because I know that they're not going to have any of that stomach discomfort at the end of the day.
That's great. Now, celebrating National Milk Day, how do you do it, and what are some of the recipes that you have that make it a success for you and your family?
Well, I definitely love breakfast, you know, and I've got some incredible red velvet donuts, which are just to die for. You know, I love anything red velvet because, you know, you get that nice hint of chocolate flavor, and these have a hint of honey flavor as well, but they're so delicious, indulgent, and they sort of melt in your mouth because the texture is so rich and wonderful, and that really comes from Lactate, which is sort of the star of this recipe, because you still get all of those amazing qualities of 100% real milk, but just without the lactose.
And you know what? There's no change in the taste, is there? I mean, people think right away if it's...
None at all.
Yeah, if it has lactose in it, then all of a sudden, boy, you know, it's going to change. Nothing. Zero. Now, you talk about that frosted donut and your stuff. What about something called a hot milk cake? Somebody wanted me to ask you about that, and when I saw that, I said, whoa, that should be in my book.
Oh, yes. This is a family favorite recipe because it's so great to serve for celebrations like birthdays and holidays, and it's a very simple cake with a great flavor profile and payoff because it tastes fluffy, it tastes moist and delicious, and so rich and tangy, and the milk is really the star of that recipe, and, you know, it's great for those who may have those tummy sensitivities like those in my family, and you can serve them a slice of this cake, you know, and they don't have to worry about that at all. It's great for everyone.
And I'm told that you have some Cajun creamy soup, too. Now, that really got my attention.
Yes, I have a wonderful creamy tomato soup that I absolutely love during this time of the year, and it's so rich and just filled with incredible tomato flavor, and just each bite of it is just, you know, you just keep going back for more of that, and I love me a nice warm bowl of soup during the winter, and this one is an incredible one.
I'm sure that there are some listeners right now that are saying, this is going to take a lot of work, does it?
No, not at all. I mean, like, you can start with recipes that you already use, you know, that use regular milk, like, you know, making them more friendly for those in your life that suffer from being lactose intolerant by using Lactate just makes it better for everyone. And these recipes are pretty simple. Like, you can throw these together with, you know, not that many ingredients, and you can have everything from a sweet treat to an incredibly rich and savory soup.
I mentioned in the introduction the fact that you are part of the cooking cast of the Cooking Channel's Unique Sweets, but I also mentioned this website, and I think it's very cool, and I love the name of it, Grand Baby Cakes. I'm assuming that these are recipes from Grandma that have been passed down and should be acted as gold, as in the Fort Knox Treasury.
Yes, you have nailed it. These are definitely generational recipes. I've sort of added my own little grandbaby twist, if you will. But they are recipes that are just inspired by my grandmother that I've just been so fortunate to share with an incredible community of followers that have been making these recipes for years. So, and I love to do it. It's truly my greatest joy.
You have kept yourself very, very busy in this career that you have. You've been on all kinds of television shows and everything else. But I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about something. something that kind of fascinated me, and it was called the Charitable Confection. Tell us about that.
It was a fundraiser that I started a few years ago in the Chicago area to raise funds for violence in the area. And so we were able to bring together a large amount of different local bakeries and even national bakeries and baking and pastry chef celebrities that were all there for an incredible cause to raise funds for the city of Chicago. And it was truly a delight to put together.
Now, you know, another thing that I like about this new holiday that I just learned about, it's been around, as you said, for a while, where we observe National Milk Day, you don't have to buy any presents or decorate the house. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty easy.
Yes, it's pretty easy. In fact, I believe like a slice of the hot milk cake is present enough.
Yeah, I'm still thinking about that red donut. That's great. And I think it's important to know.
It's incredible. You definitely have to try it.
Yeah, and again, lactose-free milk is delicious. It has no difference in the taste. Where can we go for more information on this?
Yes, you can find more lactose-free recipes at lactaid.com.
Our guest has been Chef Jocelyn Delk Adams. I realize that your middle name, Delk, rhymes with milk. I'm really losing it today. I'm sorry. I apologize.
That's a good one.
And check out granberry-cakes.com where you'll find more about what we talked about. And is there another site that we can visit, Jocelyn?
Yes. You definitely want to check out lactaid.com for more of these incredible recipes, especially this creamy tomato soup. It's wonderful.
Thank you so much. Hey, we'll look forward to talking to you again.
Same here. Thank you.
Thank you so much, too. What a nice lady she is. Jocelyn Delk Adams, the Cook Channel's unique sweets lady. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Root, open enrollment is here and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First credit sustainability. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience, I'm a member, my children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today. I want to thank my guests this first hour for being part of the show, and they include attorney Alan Dershowitz from Impractical Jokers, Joe Gatto, Kat Ridgway, watch out, because that's a name you're going to be remembering for a long time, and Jocelyn Adams. Next hour, a buddy of mine for many, many years, used to play all of his songs when I was a music DJ, Tommy Rowe will be joining us. Later on, Captain Ron Nielsen will be here. A fascinating conversation for those of you who have just a little bit of a fear of flying. And then Dr. Raj will be talking about stomach ailments. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi Today. We'll be right back with more.